Are you prepared for the amount of eyes that are going to be on you tonight? Please, you look like $1 million. I bet you $10 jaws will drop when you walk through the door. Did I just miss the turn? I missed the turn. You're distracting me by continuously running your fingers through your hair. You look great. Relax. You nervous? It'll be fine. Prom is supposed to be fun. And if it's not fun, then you leave. It's as simple as that. So the moment you want to get out of there, tell me and we will make a run for it. Okay? Not gonna lie, I may get a little jealous with everyone staring at you. No, I'm kidding. I'm not the jealous type. Well, it's easy to say when I've had you all to myself. What? You never leave your room. I don't have any competition because I'm literally the only human being you talk to. This isn't me insulting you. This is me thanking you for granting me the honor of being the only person you ever voluntarily interact with. The party didn't count. I basically dragged you there against your will. I'm lucky as hell you spend like 98% of your time hiding in your room. Otherwise, someone would have swept you off your feet a long time ago. Okay, we are here. Do you need a moment to work up the courage before we go in? Okay. How do I look? I'd kiss you right now, but then my lipstick would smear. Okay, let's go. Hello, Monty, Jules. You both look fantastic. This is my favorite person in the world. You met at the party, remember? Don't tell me you're already wasted. Yes, from the closet. Okay, we don't need to talk about the closet thing. We're gonna go make the rounds. See you guys later. Come on, let's go. We're going to the punch bowl because that is where the magic happens. Okay, Madison, I think that's enough tequila in the punch bowl. At this point, there's more tequila than punch. You're gonna get the entire senior class so drunk they won't even remember tonight. And wouldn't that be especially tragic, considering the theme is A Night to Remember? Wait. That doesn't mean I don't want any. Thank you very much. Oh, and one for my ravishing date, please. At the very least, it'll serve as a prop, right? Yeah, I am asking you to serve us. Don't you want to become a bartender? Consider this practice. Thanks, Madison. Cheers. Whew. Okay, want to dance? Wow, just like that? I don't need to do any convincing whatsoever. No lecture on participation. No list of reasons why dancing would be a rewarding experience. No pep talk on why it doesn't matter if you're any good. I'm really rubbing off on you. What happened to the wallflower from 5 weeks ago? Okay, I'll shut up. Let's just dance. We can get closer, you know? Mm-hmm. Now put your hand on my waist, just like you see in the movies. Good. Loosen up your shoulders a bit, relax. I know you hate crowded places, but pretend it's just you and me, okay? And if that doesn't work, pretend everyone's in their underwear. Hey, don't look now, but Taylor is totally checking you out. Yes, practically drooling, jaw to the floor and everything. Hey, you owe me $10. Have you ever been to a school dance before? I didn't think so. Because they would have noticed you. I almost asked you to the Sadie Hawkins dance, you know. Yeah, I did. You were sitting in homeroom, hunched over your desk in your hoodie, and I thought about going up to you and introducing myself. I thought you'd say no. Because you don't seem like the kind of person that goes to school dances. That's not an insult, it's what I like about you. You know, so many people in high school try so hard to fit in. People are willing to change everything about themselves just to secure a seat at a lunch table. But you don't even care about that kind of superficial stuff. And it's not like you don't want to have friends, but it's like you'd rather not have any friends than have a bunch of fake ones just for show. You just don't care. And that's what makes you so interesting. I'm going to go grab some more punch / tequila, so I will be right back. That is incredible. Madison, when you become a bartender someday, I'm going to be your best customer. I swear it. Thank you for the invitation, but I'm going to go back to my date. But you should ask Chad to dance. Apparently, Brianna flaked out on him. Hey, wanna get out of here? I can drive. I didn't have that much tequila. Besides, these roads are easy. I could drive them with my eyes closed. I'm not gonna crash the car, and I'm not gonna get pulled over either. Well, then the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. My mom had like 5 DUIs. Come on, let's go. Look, no hands. Okay, my hands are back on the steering wheel. I don't know where I'm driving. By now you should know that usually when I'm driving, I don't actually have a plan. So how did you like prom? Yeah, you had a good time? Good, that's good. Sure, it was fine. What? I said it was fine. I mean, fun. Prom was fun. It was nice seeing everyone. You know, one last hurrah before we all part ways and move on with our lives. Oh, look. It's the Antichrist. My dad is calling me. Yeah, I have to answer. But you have to be shh, okay? Bonjour, Father. Oui, oui. I failed French. It's kind of funny. I am not at prom, no. Hold the phone. Up to my ear, yeah. Well, Father, I have decided that high school is simply not for me anymore. Because it sucks. And quite frankly, I would rather be anywhere else. I'm nowhere. No, actually, I have no idea where I am. Oh, Thorny Road. That's where. Can you switch the light on so I can see what the frick is happening in this car? I can't see my own two hands. I'm not sure when I'll be home, Dad. Probably late. Okay, bye, Dad. He doesn't seem that bad. Trust me, he's that bad. No, he wasn't asking out of concern. He only asked because he has his trophy girlfriend over tonight. I could literally hear her stilettos walking next to him. She's all right. I don't think she'll become like my stepmom or anything, so it's whatever. Okay, I'm pulling over. I know there's nothing here, that's why it's nice. Look, we even have a lovely streetlight illuminating us, setting the mood. Yeah, I'm okay. Why? Do I seem down? Well, I don't know. I guess I've sort of been deep in thought tonight. About high school. Or more specifically, the end of high school. You know, all anyone's talking about lately is college plans and moving out and, you know, moving on to bigger and better things. Meanwhile, I don't even know what I want to do with my life. And I know this isn't true, but I feel like I'm the only one. The only one that doesn't have it all figured out. And it's such an isolating feeling. Sorry, I didn't mean for this to, like, turn into a therapy session. I guess I just don't want to be that girl who peaked in high school. And then, you know, you see her at the high school reunion or whatever and think, wow, what a hot mess her life turned out to be. I just feel like everyone is moving on and I'm left behind, frozen in time, watching them start their lives and watching mine end. Everyone is moving on without me. It's all happening too fast. I never really took you for a hugger. You give good hugs. Please don't leave me. At the risk of sounding completely codependent, please don't leave me too. Do you want to dance? Yes, right here, right now. I mean, not in the car. That would be kind of impossible. I mean, like, under that streetlight or something. Can I have this dance? Look at you. You've gotten better. Or maybe it's just because the whole school isn't watching this time. Are you sad at all that you're missing prom right now? Me neither.